Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning, Slacker with you here. 576-77FX is the number. Every Friday during the NFL football season, we share and spotlight the men and women of labor through our Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council MVP Member of the Week. And this morning, I am very pleased to welcome back my partner. Please welcome the very lovely Elise Martini.
Good morning and happy Red Friday.
It is Broncos week, and we've been getting ready for this big game, of course, and the Chiefs will be taking on the Broncos. Somebody will walk away with an MVP game ball, and that is why we do what we do. We have a young lady to spotlight this morning, an apprentice for the Sheet Metal Local Number 2, Ashley DeShane. Ashley, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ashley, we're going to talk with you a little bit more here in just a second, but Elise, for those listening who may not be familiar with our Building and Trades Council MVP Member of the Week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I am really excited to have another sister be nominated, and she is with Sheet Metal Local 2. And she was actually nominated by her business manager, Greg Chastain, and financial secretary treasurer, Jay Lynn. This is our first apprentice. She's been the program's a five-year program, and she's on her last year. She's been in the local over 4 years, but it's really difficult for a woman on a job site, especially being an apprentice. But she has taken that non-traditional and said, hey, not let that challenge deflect her. And she's even done where she wanted to learn more. She's asked for transfer because she knows that sheet metal trade represents a lot of different facets of the scope of work. And she's actually moved to other companies to work, and every one of them just love her. Every one of them says she's a great champion craftsperson. So we're excited to nominate her this time.
Well, Ashley, let's talk a little bit about you and your time in the trades and some of the things that you do outside of while your work.
I got into the trade 4 years ago, just looking to kind of better my life a little bit and find a career. Amazingly, I was welcomed with open arms by everybody that I have come into contact with. I was extremely nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't even know what half the tools were when we started. I had to ask what tools I needed to buy.
Sure.
But I have had someone by my side helping me, a journeyman, other apprentices, from day one. And it has been amazing and heartwarming. Here we are 4 years later. I've worked at two shops now. I started out on the architectural side, traveled a little bit with them, and found myself in Colorado and meeting guys with that local. And I've had a really good time. I came back to Kansas City, and I wanted to switch over to from the architectural side to maybe the welding and fabrication side. And I got sent to another shop, which is extremely nerve-wracking. You don't have control where you're going.
Sure.
They just tell you, and you show up day one with your lunchbox and your tools, and you're like, okay, here I am. And I, again, was greeted with open arms. I've been at that shop for almost 2 years now, and I have moved up pretty quickly. I have operated their water jet, their press brake, their shear, or getting me in on the fab side and welding. I couldn't thank the guys and gals that I have worked with anymore. They have gotten me to where I am. I have worked hard. My family has seen me work hard, but it's been great. Like, I have just made a whole new family and a whole new set of friends with this transition for me.
It seems like it has really changed your life.
It has. I was working a job where I was on call 24 hours, 7 days a week. I had two kids, and one of them went up an entire pant size, and I didn't even notice it. And that's awful to see. Like, yeah. I didn't want to be there anymore. So I was pointed in this direction by a good friend of mine. He said, hey, we're hiring. We're looking for people just like you. Go put in your application. What could it hurt? Here I am, 4 years later.
For those who may be listening, Ashley, that just like you, who maybe were looking to get into the trades and find their way, what would you say to them?
Where's your passion? What is your passion in? Mine just so happened to be like working with my hands, and the trades were for me. And I have done some racing previous in my life, about 10 years, and sheet metal. We did sheet metal. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but we were doing it. And somebody offered this one up, and it sparked my passion inside. And that was something that I knew I could do for 30 years. So find what your passion is. There is a trade out there for everyone. Find out where you want to be and go do it and have fun for the next 30 years of your life.
Ashley, we are very honored to have you sitting down this week, because every week we spotlight the men and women of the building trades to give them a tangible recognition. We give them an MVP football, and it is our way of saying thank you. You've done a great job, your work, you're passionate clearly, and we are very honored today to present you with the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council MVP game ball. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. This surprised me, and this has been awesome. I have been on the same high that all of Kansas City has been on with our Chiefs since we got our Super Bowl championship. This is awesome. So thank you guys very much.
You know, Elise, for those who may be listening that are just like Ashley, interested in making a change, getting involved in the building and trades industry, how can they do that?
Well, if you have that passion that Ashley has, and if you look at you, she's not only a mentor, she's the future of Sheet Metal Local 2. We want you in the trades. And we have a great website called beunion.com. That's beyounion.com. Or give us a call. Call any of the local unions, but you can also call Kansas City Building Trades Office. It's 816-836-8485. And Ashley, congratulations. So well deserved.
Thank you very much.
Well, Ashley Deshane and Elise Martini, ladies, it is a pleasure, and go Chiefs!
Thank you.
Kansas City, the home of the world champions, and also home to the best classic rock station in the universe. 101, The Fox.